Turkey holds elections every 5 years. Presidential candidates can be nominated by parties that have passed the 5% voter threshold in the last parliamentary election, or those who have gathered at least 100,000 signatures supporting their nomination. The candidate who receives more than 50% of votes in the first round is elected president, but if no candidate gets a majority vote, the election goes into a second round between the two candidates who received the highest number of votes in the first round. Parliamentary elections take place at the same time as the presidential elections. Turkey follows a system of proportional representation in parliament, where the number of seats a party gets in the 600-seat legislature is directly proportional to the votes it wins. Turkey's presidential and parliamentary elections will take place on May 14, where candidates will cast their ballots for both elections at the same time. The second presidential ballot, if it takes place, will be held on May 28. Polls open on May 14 at 8 a.m. local time, and close at 5 p.m. Results are expected after 9 p.m. local time. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan facing unprecedented challenges that could end his two-decade rule. The elections take place amid a serious economic crisis and what analysts say is democratic erosion under Erdogan's government. Polls predict a record voter turnout this year, and a tight race between Erdogan and the main opposition candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the Republican People's Party, CHP, and presidential nominee for the six-party Nation Alliance bloc. Turkey's demographics are also expected to play a role. Most of the provinces struck by the February earthquake were strongholds of Erdogan and his AK party. But Supreme Election Council, YSK, chief, Ahmet Yener, said last month that at least 1 million voters in quake-stricken zones are expected not to vote this year amid displacement. And even if Kılıçdaroğlu wins the election, some analysts say Erdogan may not hand over power to his successor without a struggle.